you primitive screwheads. Listen up.
Guys, we have a code red.
You mean code red the hospital emergency alert, code red the computer worm, or code red the cherry flavored soft drink from makers of Mountain Dew?
One ring to rule them all.
One ring to find them.
Oh, Jesus.
One ring to bring them all.
And in the darkness, bind them.
Do you know what the problem is with you kids today? You guys think that all science fiction started in 1977 with Star Wars.
Where's my super suit?
What?
You tell me what my suit is, woman!
What about movies like Forbidden Planet, The Day the Earth Stood Still, Solaris? What about Logan's Run? Did you ever see that?
No, it's probably some dumb sports movie anyways.
Sports movie?
Okay, we gotta put a spotlight on this geek stuff, man.
What the fuck are you bitches babbling about?
We need to bring this to the mainstream, to the people.
Wow, this is even better than I imagined.
We have to show the world that it ain't just about comics and toys.
I have to possess this comic.
Hey, I tried to teach you how to handle comics in the sixth grade, but oh no, you wanted to play Little League instead.
Looks like a really rich fourth grader lives here.
Look at this place, man.
Go look, he's got a billion toys.
I have a Mego Isis action figure.
Mighty Isis.
We're not about dressing up as Green Lantern.
How often does one see a beloved fictional character come to life?
Every year at Comic-Con.
And hoping for that one day, that one fracking day, for Cylons to bring us down a possible space-age future shit.
That's exactly what it's about.
Oh, really? Yeah, this shit ain't gonna work.
Oh, man! I'm still geeking out about it!
All right, look. There's only one return, okay? And it ain't of the king, it's of the Jedi.
Looks like we got more Lucas hounds here to mock Roddenberry.
You'll have to excuse him. He's not down with the trilogy.
There's only one trilogy, you fucking morons.
Oh, Star Wars geek.
Oh, I'm the geek? Look at you two whipping out your preciouses.
I'm gonna kick your ass back to the Shire if you don't shut your fucking mouth.
Where the stars in this piece of shit?
All right, guys, you have your mission. Go forth and wreak havoc.
I say we stay here and fight it out.
Come on, you fuckers think that just because a guy reads comics he can't fight?
You're not Kevin Smith. Stop saying sir all the fucking time.
Hi, sir.
Hello, sir.
How are you doing this evening, sir?
I'm good, sir. How are you?
I guess I can't complain too much.
Sir, that's not true. I've heard you complain.
I do complain an awful lot, sir.
Yep, that's right.
Apparently.
Mm-hmm. Apparently, we can't use the word sir, as you heard in the phone call, because we're not Kevin Smith. And apparently, Kevin Smith has the corner on the word sir.
I was unaware that Sir Kevin Smith invented the word sir, sir.
Has he been knighted?
That well, would be as awkward. Of this episode, he has been.
Are we just going to call him Sir Kevin?
We're going to call him Sir Kevin. He's been knighted by our kingdom.
I see. So you can expect a lot of random Kevin Smith things to be happening in this episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff, the podcast, episode 209, which we're calling Sir.
Snoochie Boochie Noochies.
Because whoever that scuzz bucket was that said that we can't say Sir because we're not Kevin Smith. Really? Because I've been saying Sir for a lot longer than I've known Kevin Smith.
And
known him to say sir, for that matter.
I mean, I kind of thought sir was a New Jersey thing, maybe?
Really?
Well, yeah, I mean, I've been saying it for quite some time, too. Although, I mean, I was considerably younger than you when Clerks came out, but still.
Yes, considerably.
But still,
Did they use it a lot in Clerks?
I don't know if he used it a lot in Clerks.
I don't even
know when it started. Like, I guess I didn't really recognize Kevin Smith using it. It might not have even been until An Evening with Kevin Smith, the first one, where he was interacting with a lot of audience
right.
members and calling each and every one of them sir, even some of the more manly-looking women probably sir. in some of those
possibly
some of those DVDs. But
sir, I have taken the opportunity to do some research on the word "sir."
Wow, nice.
To see if in fact Kevin Smith created the word.
Okay, and
it says here, according to Wikipedia.
Uh-oh.
Sir is an honorific used as a title or as a courtesy title to address a man without using his given or family name in some English-speaking cultures, apparently including New Jersey.
Right.
It is often used in formal correspondence, example, one with the last name Morehouse, i.e. Sir T.J. Morehouse, or used when visiting Morehouse Parish in Louisiana.
I see.
If that's what that means. The term is often reserved for use only towards equals, one of superior rank or status, such as an educator or commanding officer, an elder, or as a form of address from a merchant to a customer.
Really? From a merchant? Oh, no, yeah, that makes sense.
Now, here it is. This sums it up right here. The term is often reserved for use only towards equals, which means by addressing people as sir, you are stating point of fact that they are your equal.
Right.
So now we know what sir means.
Right, and I know that I'm not going to use it to refer to you any longer.
Why? But I'm your superior. In fact, according to this, there's a number of reasons you should be calling me sir. How about an elder?
You are my elder.
So there you go. And your superior. So that, and your commanding officer.
I don't know if you're my commanding officer.
I don't know, sir. I believe that's a debatable point.
Well, thank you for considering me your equal.
I certainly do consider you my equal.
Excellent.
In many senses. The origin of the word sir derives from the Middle French honorific title sire, I guess.
Ooh.
From the Old French sieur. Itself a contradiction of senior, meaning lord,
right.
From the Latin adjective senior, which yielded titles of respect in many European languages. The form sir is first documented in English in 1297. Quick, look up Kevin Smith's birthday and find out if he was born in 1297.
I believe he was born several hundred years later.
All right, I'm just checking. As title of honor of a knight or baronet, being a variant of sire, which was already used in English since at least 1205 as the title placed before a name and denoting knighthood, and to address the male sovereign since 1225 with additional general senses of father, male parent, is from 1250, and important elderly man from 1362.
So I think the important part is Kevin Smith did in fact invent the word sir. And we are stealing it from him.
Yes. I think
that's what we've gathered from all of that article.
I believe that's what the research indicates.
Yes. As a matter of fact, I am going to go and amend that Wikipedia page later tonight.
Yeah.
To say that Kevin Smith invented the word
in 1225,
correct.
Or 97 or whatever it was.
And that many years later, both the host and co-host of Big Kev's Geek Stuff has stolen that and made it their own.
Yes.
So there you go.
So there you go.
Geek Stuff, what's in the news?
Well, since we're talking about Kevin Smith.
Slugans.
Uh-huh.
Red State is done. It wrapped.
Oh, really? Already?
And not only did it wrap already, but at the wrap party, apparently he had an edited version of the movie in its entirety to show the cast.
Wow.
So that movie is trucking. So for those of you...
It's going to be really appropriate after the election.
Yes. for those of you who don't know, Red State is Kevin Smith's attempt at a horror film.
Yes.
And there it is.
It's kind of sad, though, because it should have been Green Hornet, Kevin Smith's attempt at a superhero movie.
I think he's afraid to do a superhero movie.
Yeah, that's kind of...
And I don't mean that disrespectfully.
No, sir.
I think that he is, you know, he's... I don't know if he wants to step into that genre.
I wouldn't blame him.
So it's a tough genre to step into and succeed in.
Uh-huh.
Speaking of films that should be in production but aren't yet.
Uh-huh. The Hobbit.
Well, I wasn't going to go there, but we could talk about that.
Okay.
Apparently, Ian McKellen
yeah.
has said that he, in fact, has not actually signed a contract.
Oh, really?
To appear in the film as Gandalf. Now, of course, this is likely a indication that the deal isn't finalized
a
yet.
A clerical error, I'm sure.
But
I'm sure upon reading that, Peter Jackson got on the next plane to Ian McKellen's house, where I understand they land.
Right, yes.
And immediately a piece of paper.
Right.
Write whatever you want on here and sign it.
Yeah, exactly. No, films that aren't in production yet.
Yes.
Ghostbusters 3. But,
according to Ernie Hudson,
May 2011, it goes into production.
Oh, really?
Filming starts. And
now, when was that announcement made?
That announcement was made earlier this week by Production Weekly.
Ah, okay. So it was after we spoke with Ernie Hudson at Chiller Theater this past week, who said there was no news and we'll see if it actually gets done, which was his exact quote. There's okay, news on production, and he chuckled and said, we'll see if it actually happens.
Well, according to this, not only is it happening, but it's happening in May in 2011, and it is already set to star Sigourney Weaver, which we had heard, Anna Faris, which we knew, Bill Murray, Dan Aykroyd, Harold Ramis, Annie Potts, Ernie Hudson. Apparently he hasn't gotten the call yet. Maybe his phone was disconnected.
Well, maybe he got it while he was at Chiller. Wasn't able to answer.
Maybe. And Eliza Dushku also, which a name I hadn't heard tied to this project until this particular moment. I also heard recently that, what's his name, retired from acting.
Yes.
That guy.
Come on, I'm just going to watch you suffer through it.
Jesus, I'm just, his name is just not
he's
there
Canadian.
Right now.
He's one
Honey
of the...
I Shrunk the Kids, My Blue Heaven.
Bob and Doug McKenzie. Parenthood.
It's not there. It's Rick
Honey,
Moranis.
Thank you.
I heard that Rick Moranis has been approached and has considered coming out of retirement to have a role in the film, whatever that role may be.
He ought to.
I think that it would be... a good thing for him to do.
I believe.
Maybe it's time. Maybe he's finally.
Maybe he's
through
ready.
With ever grieving. That he was going through, and his family affairs in order,
and, so,
and he's ready to come back to acting. And why not step into the iconic role from the prior two Ghostbuster films?
And
as the
gatekeeper? No, he was Lewis.
I know, but wasn't he the gatekeeper? He was the gatekeeper, and she was the keymaster. He was the keymaster, and she
neighbor,
was the gatekeeper.
I don't remember the specifics.
Anyway.
Who was he the gatekeeper in the second one, sir?
No, in the second one,
he was
just a Ghostbuster.
Lewis Tully or
whatever
something.
His last name was.
Whatever it was.
Snooch.
Dark Knight Rises rumors.
Dun-dun-dun.
I don't know why we're addressing rumors.
Because we
point.
Always address rumors.
I know, but what I mean is, why can't we just have some sort of definitive...
I heard a rumor. Do you want me to... I heard a rumor. James McAvoy as Batman.
As Batman?
Replacing Christian Bale in a surprise move.
I thought you were going to say as Robin.
Oh, that would have been better even, I think. That would have been a better joke. No, we know for sure it's not going to be any Robin because Chris Nolan's not a dope.
Yeah, I know. And Christian Bale has said he will not do Batman if there's Robin in the film. So, no, we hear that Charlize Theron has been possibly approached to star as Sarah Essen, who is a love interest for Detective Gordon. Believe
a love interest for Detective Gordon.
Detective Gordon.
For Commissioner Gordon.
Commissioner Gordon. Sorry, what?
A Detective. Love interest.
Yes,
he I has a so. Wife and kids.
I don't know.
Oh, that's ridiculous. Who put that lie out?
It's clearly a lie. That's why we're addressing it.
Oh, that's
clearly a bunch of hullabaloo.
That's ridiculous. I don't see where that one's going at all.
Right, and the wife and kids were not killed at the end of the second one. They were very much alive.
Yeah, and he's not.
I know.
Young, sir.
I understand.
Charlize Theron is one of those women who it always looks amazing on screen, but live doesn't look as good, I feel.
Oh, I don't know. Okay.
Because when we saw her live at San Diego, or I saw her live at San Diego, I didn't think she was as good looking as she appears in film. That's just me, maybe.
Now, I've also read a rumor that Vera Farmiga.
Yeah, Vera. Yeah.
She was in The Departed.
Uh-huh.
She's been possibly approached or has auditioned for the role of Julie Madison, who is a potential love interest for Bruce Wayne, who is also tied into the character of Clayface.
How so?
That's what I've read. I don't really know.
So you think they're going for Clayface?
That's a speculation. We still don't have a villain.
Right.
We know it's not the Riddler.
That Vera chick came out of nowhere in The Departed.
Yes.
She also was in, was it Up in the Air?
She was in Up in the Air.
Yeah,
she's been in a couple things.
Yeah, she gets around.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So okay. I don't know how Julie Madison is tied into Clayface.
Uh-huh.
But that's what they're saying. That's what I'm reading in the rumor mill.
Okay. So far, nothing good.
And then sticking with, I guess, Batman news, but not really. Tom Hardy, who we heard is going to have a role in The Dark Knight Rises, but we don't know in what capacity.
Right.
Has also been offered a role in Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter.
As?
Perhaps Abraham Lincoln. Undisclosed.
Only one person in the world should play Abraham Lincoln.
And who's that?
Liam Neeson.
Oh, yeah.
Liam Neeson was supposed to play Abraham Lincoln in the Spielberg biopic. Fizzled out and died somehow. Right. And I think he would be an amazing... Of course, he'd have to lose a bunch of weight, A, and B, they'd still probably have to digitally fuck him up more, but still, I think it would be great to see him as Abe Lincoln, even if it is in a bullshit hunting the undead way.
I guess, have you read Abe Lincoln Vampire Hunter?
I skimmed it.
Henry Sturgis, who is a vampire that ends up saving Lincoln in the book, okay, and helps him train to then fight vampires, I believe. That's another role that they said that he could work with. So
I see.
He would work with Liam Neeson, perhaps, if your rumor started here on this show was correct.
Okay.
We've abandoned Jay McAvoy as Hobbit, as Bilbo. We're now moving into Liam Neeson as Abe Lincoln. This is where we're going.
There's probably other rumors about James McAvoy.
All right. Just saying. Dark Child.
Uh-huh.
Have you read this book?
Yes.
It was an all right comic.
Nobody read it.
I read a couple of issues of it. It was pretty good.
It's a crap book.
I do like Randy Queen. I do like his artwork. I did not know that they were developing this into a movie, but apparently John Carpenter and Weta?
I think
before
it's
someone
Weta.
corrects my pronunciation.
Get on the phone,
pronunciation.
George.
Is it Weta or is it Weta?
I believe it is Weta.
Okay.
Sir.
So apparently John Carpenter and Weta have been working on, I guess, special effects to put together a test reel / teaser to help get the movie greenlit.
Uh-huh.
It looks kind of cool. The transformation looks kind of cool for what it was.
Eh. No interest.
I mean...
You know what I heard?
The character is interesting.
Right.
It'll probably do good. Hot blonde horror movie.
Right.
It's got all the makings of $1 billion box office success.
Ooh,
so.
Billion.
What did you hear? You said you heard something.
I was going to say something about James McAvoy, but then I remembered it's a chick, so it wouldn't really have worked.
It would not work. Unless he plays one of the monsters.
I have to save that joke for something else.
All right. I think a couple months back, we were talking about Sucker Punts on this show.
Oh, yeah.
And you were like, the fuck is this movie about? Did you not say that? Well, Warner Brothers has released an official synopsis.
It's irrelevant of what it's about because, A, it's Zack Snyder, and B, it's hot chicks beating stuff up.
Adventure, excitement, Jedi craves not these things.
It's going to be good.
Yeah.
I don't doubt that it'll be well. But
awesome.
Here's the official synopsis to answer your question previously posed on this show.
Go.
What is it about? Sucker Punch is an epic action fantasy that takes us into the vivid imagination of a young girl whose dream world provides the ultimate escape from her darker reality, which is also very similar to Dark Child. Just putting it out there.
Okay.
Unrestrained by the boundaries of time and place, she is free to go where her mind takes her, but her incredible adventures blur the lines between what's real and what's imaginary, with potentially tragic consequences.
Uh-huh.
Which really doesn't answer much of anything
Tell you what does answer much. The gentle giant statues. They have two of them either out or coming out so far. I've seen them. I saw them last at CV.
Right.
They're awesome. I think they're a little pricey, quite frankly, but they're awesome looking pieces. And whatever we've seen of the movie so far looks really great. So it's kind of a fait accompli. It's going to be a good flick.
All right. Well, sir, with that.
Was that it, sir?
I think so. We should take our first break.
I guess.
Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 209, sir. Hey, this is OG. Big Kev's Geek Stuff reaches tons of listeners each month across multiple platforms, and now so can you. If you're trying to reach the geek community, Big Kev's Geek Stuff offers some great advertising opportunities for your products or services at great rates. You won't find a better way to reach your target market than through advertising with Big Kev's Geek Stuff. So head over to BigKev'sGeekStuff.com and click on the advertising link and start reaching potential new buyers immediately.
Wow. With all the flair and delivery of a corpse.
Fuck. Motherfuck. 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 Noinch. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. Noinch.
Hey, this is Jason Mewes, and you are listening to Big Kev's Geek Stuff. Snitch.
Who smokes the blunts?
Yes, bitch.
And we are back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, the podcast, episode 209. Sir, don't forget, if there's anything on tonight's show that you want to talk about, leave a comment on, perhaps you want to pose a question about something we haven't talked about yet, give us a call over at the GVM, 425-920-6050. Leave us a voicemail, and like the guy that we started the show off with, you may be berated on a future episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff. Or we may answer your question.
That's
if you
right.
pose something
we
may, legitimate.
Start a terrific discussion right. / argument.
Or you can make fun of me and how I pronunciate things.
George, get on the phone. OG, what did we talk about on this episode?
No, you're skipping.
Am I sorry?
A whole plethora.
I know. I couldn't possibly skip with all the stuff that we have to talk about tonight in segment two.
I'm taking control of the board.
And speaking of segment two, sir, if you want to check out any of the things that we're involved with here, Big Kev's Geek Stuff, this is a very interactive program. In addition to the GVM, you can also go over to BigKev'sGeekStuff.com and you can check out our Live from Studio V segments.
I'd like to propose a name change to the GVM. Okay. I think we should rename it the SVM.
Why?
Sir. Voicemail.
No.
Come on.
So... No.
It sounds like a knighted voicemail.
In addition to the GVM, you can check out our Live from Studio V spots, the latest of which is the end of the 200th episode party.
Finally. And
yes,
I believe that it's up already on YouTube, the first video from New York Comic Con.
Right. Which is Robert Kirkman, the creator of Walking Dead, and I think David Finch, who's a terrific artist and writer from DC, who's going to be doing the brand new Batman book, Dark Knight. So check those out. You can also check out photo galleries for each episode. You can get each episode over there as well.
Right.
We'll be posting special things from time to time. There's links and ads and things. There's all sorts of interactive opportunities, so go check that out over at BigKevsGeekStuff.com.
Right.
Geek Stuff. DVD news.
All right.
What do you got?
DVDs that came out this week.
What do you got?
Let's start off with the excessive release of the week. Toy Story 3.
Do.
1, 2, 3, 4 different ways you can get that this week that I'm counting. There was the Toy Story 3 regular edition DVD.
Yes.
There is the Toy Story 3 4-disc Blu-ray DVD combo and digital copy.
Got that set. One in my hand.
There is the Toy Story 3 Blu-ray 2-disc set.
Yes.
There is the Toy Story Trilogy 10-disc Blu-ray DVD combo and digital copy toy chest set.
Right. Should I have gotten this one? Did they release the other two in
they
Blu-ray?
They did, individually, yes.
Individually, but not as a group? What was the 10-disc?
Not on Blu-ray, no.
Oh. No Blu-ray and 10-disc? No 10-disc and Blu-ray?
Well, this is all three. Oh, yeah, on Blu-ray, regular, and digital.
Oh, they did?
Yes, that came out this week.
So I should have bought the 3-pack.
Probably.
Oh. Maybe I should save my receipt and do that.
You can still return it. I'm sure no one will be very upset.
The point is that in the 4-disc combo pack, disc one is the Blu-ray feature of the film, plus a couple of bonuses, including Day and Night, the theatrical short, and the Buzz Lightyear mission log, The Science of Adventure. No one knows what that is. Disc 2 is the Blu-ray bonus stuff. That's where you get all of your,
stuff.
Special
features, behind the scenes, making of,
right. Disc 3 is the DVD feature film, and it also has some bonus stuff. And then Disc 4 is the digital copy of the feature film, which is a very popular thing that they're doing for the kids.
That's a lot of stuff.
It is. And now I feel bad that that I didn't think ahead enough to get the three of them.
Tisk tisk, sir.
Dumb,
tisk
dumb.
Tisk.
What else you got?
Also out from Disney this week, Cars Tune Mater's Tall Tales. It's like a Cars spinoff thing. So that's out on DVD this week.
Okay.
Out on regular edition and Blu-ray, HBO's epic hit miniseries, The Pacific.
Dun, dun, dun.
Out this week.
Now I got the Best Buy exclusive, which includes a bonus Blu-ray disc with a historical look into the Battle of Peleliu, which is one of the battles that's featured on here. And it's terrific. What a nice extra bonus to have with the terrific. If you've not seen The Pacific, you are really, really missing out on some quality filmmaking, I must say. I mean, everyone loves Band of Brothers. I really like The Pacific. I got to say, maybe I like The Pacific a little bit better than Band of Brothers.
Really?
A little bit.
Wow, I kind of heard that the other way around, but cool.
No, I got to say, I think I like The Pacific a little bit better.
All right.
Comes in the tin box.
It does, just like Band of Brothers
Just like Band of Brothers did. So it's going to make a nice, right on your bookshelf. It's going to make a nice set. So good. Check that out. That's going to run you pretty penny, but it's
100
worth
bucks.
It. No. 80 is retail, and everybody who's selling it this week, I'm sure, is selling it for less. So, I mean, you're probably looking at maybe 50, 60.
Actually, retail is 100.
Oh,
everybody's selling it for like 55 or 60.
Well,
that's the sale.
Retail at Best Buy is 80, sir.
Really?
Yes, sir.
I'm surprised.
Well, Best Buy's got they got the good products.
All right. Also out on DVD this week, The Sound of Music 45th Anniversary Edition 2-disc Blu-ray DVD combo and Blu-ray packaging. The Sound of Music Limited Edition Collector Set.
Got that right here.
In Blu-ray.
Got that right here. We
all
can
right.
talk about that.
Go for it.
Includes all new hardcover book, The Sound of Music, A Few of Our Favorite Things, hand-painted My Favorite Things music box, reprint of 1965 theatrical souvenir book, snapshots from Salzburg, official letter of authenticity, and the 45th anniversary soundtrack, which has been remastered also along with this film. Now last week we said that I had attended the Sound of Music sing-along, so I've seen this print in its restored glory. Sir,
yeah.
It is absolutely spectacular. So if you're a fan, and I'm man enough to say that I'm a fan of the
Good
Sound
for
of
you.
Music, I'm man enough to say it. You're going to love this. You're going to love this collector set. You're going to love the new transfer, the new digital. And, of course, on Blu-ray, it's going to look unbelievable. So check that out. I did get the gift set. You can get the gift set for somebody who whom you like.
All right.
Like your mom.
Sure.
Or your sister. Or your gay friend.
Also out on DVDs this week. Goonies, the 25th anniversary edition, Blu-ray and regular edition.
That wasn't this
week. Yes, it is.
It was?
Yes.
Sure it's not next week? Sir?
Positive.
I didn't see it.
Also out on Blu-ray this week, Highlander.
Oh, the first one?
The first one.
Director's cut?
Yes.
Oh, man, I didn't see that one either.
Also out on Blu-ray this week, and this is the start of scary things, White Christmas out on Blu-ray this week.
White Christmas, the original Bing Crosby?
Yep.
Meh.
Now, I say scary. Not because I have anything against the film White Christmas, although I think I like Holiday Inn better.
Right.
But because it just means that the DVDs, the Christmas DVDs are just...
Ching, ching, ching.
They're just
going to
be around the corner.
Hey, I want to tell you, I want to take a moment, speaking of Christmas, and add the Sound of Music Blu-ray and DVD special edition set to our... Oh, there's that music, so that must mean... we're adding it to our gifts to give this year list. This week, we're adding the Sound of Music Collector's Edition set thing. It is a great gift to give. It's got a lot of special things in there, tons of features on the discs and so on. You and your loved ones, whomever might enjoy this most, will enjoy it a lot, sir. A very, very lot.
Couple more things I just want to throw out there real quick. V, the complete first season, out this week on DVD.
Uh-huh.
Facts of Life, the complete fifth season.
Well.
Are you buying the Facts of Life?
Big no.
Cap? How about 90210, the 10th and final season?
No.
No? That's very sad.
Anything else?
Not really.
Geek stuff. Comic news.
Smell that? That's the smell of new comic books.
Comics.
Yay.
To check out this week. A couple. Not so many. From DC, it's Doom Patrol number 16. This book continues to be spectacular and moving and heart-wrenching and wonderful and awesome, and you should check it out. It's only on issue 16. My guess is even OG could pick up a couple of trades and
meh.
Yeah, I know. No interest. How about Marvel Man's Family Finest number 5?
How about, okay.
How about still $3.99, still a black and white newsprint book with a heavy stock cover and no color on the inside. Even the artwork that was intended to be in color, was created in color, is still reprinted in black and white.
How about still a waste of money? Well, it's still a waste of money.
I'm so, man, am I upset.
Moving on.
Well, it's such a great thing.
I know.
Thing,
I don't want
sir.
You to dwell on it, though.
Also from Marvel, which would be the complete opposite direction of the piece I just told you about, this would be Tron, the original movie adaptation. This is book one of two, produced by Marvel. Now, why Marvel? Because Marvel's owned by Disney.
Right.
So there you go.
The
script
good reason.
Is. Sir?
It's a good reason.
The script is by Peter David, and the art by Mirko Pier Federici. What happened to Joe Jones? You know, what happened to, I mean, is there nothing but, you know, sort of Italian guys?
No.
Like drawing comics anymore?
That's it.
The art is decent. It's not great. It's not over the top. It's nice. And considering, you know, this movie was made in 1982 and now their adaptation is coming out, clearly because, you know, evolution is on
happening.
The horizon. You know, that's kind of what we can expect, sir. So there it is. First of two issues, gonna run you $3.99 because Marvel's still at $3.99. Trades to check out this week include the BPRD volume 14, King of Fear.
Well, that's a nice little bit there.
Yeah, we like the BPRD. Anything from the Hellboy universe, except its creator, is really great stuff. So, you know, I got no worries. I got no problems.
All right.
Just to let you know, this volume collects BPRD The King of Fear comic book series issues 1 through 5. So this is that whole series collected, which is terrific. It's written, of course, by Mike Mignola and John Arcudi, with the art by Guy Davis. Guy Davis has been doing this stuff for a while, and Guy Davis is another guy who's kind of a jerk-off in person, but his art is really spectacular, and it really, really works well in this universe. So I highly recommend everybody checks this out, of course. It's BPRD Volume 14, King of Fear. So check that out. And finally, the book OG is not going to get, because it's going to be gone by the time he tries to get it.
Don't do that to me.
This is Serenity, the Shepherd's Tale.
Damn!
Hardcover by Dark Horse Comics. Now, am I wrong? Does this just pretty much tell you the whole thing about Shepherd Book?
It's about Shepherd Book. I don't know the full story, obviously. I have not read it yet. Hopefully, if I can get a copy, I will read it for next week and I will report back.
Well, that's what it says. It kind of fills in who Shepherd Book was and so on and so forth.
That's
and
the story we want. Who he
yes.
was. I'm hoping that it's a who he was before Firefly
uh-huh.
and not a who he was between Firefly and Serenity.
I'm hoping that too. Written by Joss Whedon, Zach Whedon, with art by Chris Samney, I'll say.
What you just said.
Samney. Yeah, it's a beautiful hardcover. The art is really nice, actually. And, yeah, going to run you $15. It's kind of tiny, I have to say. It does say volume 3 on it, though. So,
well, that's because I think that it's
Serenity Product Volume 3.
Yeah, yeah, it's the third comic.
Right.
Cuz well, there was those Left Behind, and uh-huh. It's actually technically the fourth comic, I think, because there was the Wash one also.
Well, the Wash one was not a trade, sir.
That's true.
So, that's maybe true. That's why.
Maybe.
They're going with the trading numbers.
All right.
Snoochie Boochie Noochies.
Geek Stuff. Product reviews.
Wow. A lot of product tonight.
Well, yeah, except we're clearly not going to get to it all tonight. So why don't we first talk about, why don't we just eliminate the problem, and we're going to talk about one company's products.
All right.
I want every person listening to the show to immediately right now go to thinkgeek.com.
Go.
And just browse, because they're making some of the coolest stuff out there, and we are so pleased, happy, and proud to be able to bring it to you. What do you think? Do we go small to big or big to small?
No, I think we go big.
Yeah?
And then I think we go big license to small license to lead into a contest.
To no license.
Oh, contest on the
to
horizon.
To lose your license. Okay, fine by me. Now, you can get this over at ThinkGeek. I don't know that they're producing it or not. And quite frankly, I don't care, because it's still, again, one of the coolest things ever. And I know you can get it at ThinkGeek. It is the long-awaited Wampa skin rug.
That's right.
So, from Star Wars, of course, The Empire Strikes Back. Oh, my God, he's humongous. Now, what would you say? I'd say he's roughly half actual size or baby Wampa.
62 inches long, 30 inches wide.
There you go. And a big, giant stuffed head.
Right.
He's got stuffed claws on the front and I think on the back as well. And he's basically just like a bearskin rug, but it's a Wampa skin rug. It's
right.
Nice and soft and furry, and you can lay it on any surface. It actually has those kind of rubber.
No slip backing.
Yes, no slip backing. Very good. You must have went right to thinkgeek.com.
Of course I did.
No slip backing. You put it on any surface, and it will look spectacular. It is one of the greatest Star Wars, what would you call it? A Star Wars product, clearly, but like a fun product.
It's Star Wars home decor.
Yes. Oh, very well done. Yes. Star Wars home decor. Very well done, OG. And like the Tauntaun sleeping bag before it, it is a must-have, I feel, for Star Wars collectors. A must-have. In fact, oh, there's that music again. We're going to be adding the Wampa skin rug to our gifts to give this Christmas. You know, a Star Wars fan, they are going to love the Wampa rug for Christmas. So go right now to thinkgeek.com and order that Wampa rug.
For the low, low price of $99.99.
Yes, worth every penny, I must say. We got a couple of other things from ThinkGeek.
Let's stick with Star Wars related.
Okay.
Let's move into the C-3PO Bespin backpack.
Right.
This is a kind of plush C-3PO in cargo netting.
Right. Just like he appeared towards the end of Empire Strikes Back after he had been blown up, and Chewbacca kind of bundled him up and strapped him on his back. Basically, they've taken that concept and made a backpack out of it. Now, the eyes light up. Is that correct?
The eyes like flicker light up.
Right.
Kind of like he's busticated,
uh-huh.
Which he was in the film. And he's got a pouch zipper in the back.
Right.
And, It's cool. I don't know what else to say. I mean, it's a nice little piece. I mean, I don't know that I would particularly wear it, only because I don't think that it would be big enough to fit on my back.
If you had the sexy Chewbacca costume.
Most ridiculous costume.
You could go as sexy ever. Chewbacca from Empire Strikes Back.
I do want to say
yeah.
that 3PO comes out of that mesh bag.
He does?
Can be assembled.
Uh-huh.
I believe he's Velcroed.
Uh-huh.
And then he'll be about 3 inches, 3 feet tall.
Slightly smaller than real, but yeah, that's. But think about it for little kids, though.
Sure, it's perfect.
Probably close
enough. Baby 3PO.
So there you go.
Yeah, man.
Right. Check that out. OG, we're going to be giving that away as a prize in an upcoming contest, we should say.
Right, because we have a different contest we're going to have tonight
right.
that You're... relates to our next two products.
Well, one product.
Well, it's a prize that relates to the next two products, and that both of the next two products, food-related.
Very well said. Yes, well done. And, of course, we would be remiss if we didn't mention Big Kev Eats Stuff coming in January of 2011. And these are some of the items that you will see featured on Big Kev Eats Stuff in OG's...
portion or contribution to yes. the project.
And let's talk about those, shall we? Do you want to do yours first?
Yep. We're going to talk about the licensed replica Stay Puffed caffeinated marshmallows.
Right.
This is a licensed Ghostbusters collectible.
Uh-huh. Correct.
It has, it comes in a nice little
nice
box.
Yeah, great
now,
box.
The description on the site says that it's a kind of rubbery marshmallow feel box. I'm not feeling that part.
Okay.
That being said, nice embossed, clean.
Right.
It kind of reminds me of like a saltwater taffy box from the shore.
Good. Okay.
So from those of you not from New Jersey, no idea what I'm talking about.
Right.
But if you go over to thinkgeek.com, you can see a picture.
Uh-huh.
This comes with 24 kind of square looking marshmallows.
They're kind of designer marshmallows.
Yes. Yeah. Uh-huh. And they're caffeinated.
So they have caffeine in them.
Somehow they have caffeine in them.
Okay.
So, yeah, I mean, it's, you know, it's got the Stay Puft logo on it.
And, right.
You know, it's cool. They give you a recipe for Stay Puft quick and easy baked Alaska on the back.
Nice.
I mean, as a Ghostbusters fan, this is just a nice.
Yes. When I saw that, I thought of you immediately.
I mean, I will enjoy the marshmallows, I'm sure, but the box will be going up on the Ghostbuster shelf.
I figured.
As soon as the marshmallows are complete.
I figured. You mean you're gonna actually eat the marshmallows, sir?
Oh, they have caffeine in them.
Yes. Yeah, so,
I have a problem.
Yes.
This is a solution.
Junkie.
I will be eating them.
You finally have the hot chocolate and the buzz at the same time.
Exactly.
The other product we got from ThinkGeek, which is absolutely incredible.
And full of awesome, I have to say.
Absolutely full of awesome. It's from Star Trek. It is the USS Enterprise pizza cutter.
Laser-etched stainless steel blade with solid zinc alloyed chromium-plated body for all of your pizza cutting needs.
Yeah. So essentially, if you can imagine, it's the Enterprise, but the round disc part is the pizza cutter. Yeah. And you hold it by the... You know, you kind of get a hold of the nacelles
right
here, and you cut your pizza with it. That is the most ingenious thing I've ever seen,
and certainly appropriate for this. Is I'm going to say that this is Star Trek related home decor.
Uh huh. Says on the box, pizza cutter modeled after the original series USS Enterprise, NCC-1701, all metal construction, stainless steel blade, officially licensed Star Trek collectible. So this is the real deal, not some kind of crazy knockoff. And it has etched right on the blade USS Enterprise NCC-1701, which makes this even more funny. And wait, and then it says, boldly cut pizza where no man has cut before.
It is also considered official Federation weaponry.
Oh, it is.
There it is. And I will be posting a link to the Star Trek Enterprise pizza cutter from Think Geek video online.
Terrific. And speaking of pizza cutters and Think Geek and what a wonderful product it is.
Star Trek.
Why don't we give one away?
That's right. We are giving you the opportunity to win your very own
Enterprise pizza cutter from our friends at ThinkGeek.com.
This is what you have to do. You have to go over to the message boards.
Uh-huh.
Click on the forum link on the BigKevsGeekStuff.com main page.
Yes.
Register. Become a forum member.
Uh-huh.
Go to the Big Kev's Geek Stuff section.
Yes.
Find the post for episode 209.
209.
And post a picture, description, fond memory, something of your favorite food-related, movie-related food product.
Movie-related food product that actually exists.
That's right.
That's right. So you can't like pick hoverboard.
Right.
Because A, it's not edible.
A food product.
And B, it's not a real thing.
Right.
So you need to pick a real thing.
And we may, you know, there might be a little bit of leeway.
Uh-huh.
Might be a little bit of leeway.
Sure.
But that's what you have to do. And then we'll pick a winner at random.
We're going to have a winner. Well, I don't know if it's going to be at random. I think the...
No, I think it should be at random.
Do you think it should?
I think it should be at random.
I think it should be for the best one, don't you?
No, I think it should be at
random. I'll tell you what. I say we pick the winner. We pick a winner as the best one, and a random second place contestant will win a prize also.
Sure.
You have a prize at home for them.
Sure.
That would be a perfect prize because it's food and it's a thing. And we'll justify which one we think is the best one because we'll think it's the best one. That's it.
All right.
The qualifications because we said so.
Let's hope you pick something you think we'll like.
And take your time, you know.
We're going to say by episode 212.
Oh, that's too
we'll
long.
Pick the. No, it's 3 weeks.
I say 11, sir. That gives them this episode and 10 to hand it in. We announce the winner at 11. 2 weeks. You got 2 weeks, folks.
All right.
We're announcing it on episode 211. The end.
See you again.
So there it is.
Yeah.
I think with that, we're going to take our final break.
Yes, sir.
Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 209, sir.
Matt, you have to check out our latest sponsor, In His Likeness.
In His Likeness is a non-denominational view of the gods and how they view us. With pot shots at pop culture, geekdom, and good versus evil, over 250 strips about dots can't be wrong.
Yeah, they're really funny, too. Kind of just a bunch of weird dots. But they have their own sort of little universe, and I think they're really funny.
You can check them out at inhislikeness.com.
Wait, that was mine.
I know, but you threw off the flow. With
why aren't you doing some sort of riff thing? Told me to riff, I riffed.
Yeah, but we don't have anything else to say now other than when it's updated and when the website is.
Why don't you have an opinion?
It's not an opinion piece. It's a ad.
Fine. You can check out In His Likeness at inhislikeness.com, conveniently. And it's updated 3 times a week, Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday. Inhislikeness.com.
Bitch, what you don't know about me, I'm just about squeezing the Grand fucking Canyon.
Hey, this is Kevin Smith, Big Kev's love slave.
Did you know I always wanted to be a dancer in Vegas?
Then you're listening to Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
What do you look so shocked for, man? Fat bastard does this all the time. He thinks just because he don't say anything, it'll have some huge impact when he does open his fucking
mouth. Jesus Christ, why don't you
Geek Stuff is wrapping up.
And we are back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, the podcast, episode 209. Sir, don't forget that if you want to comment on anything that we discussed tonight, you want to leave us some feedback, ask a question, tell us we're dumb, tell us you love us, give us a call.
Tell us we're dumb.
425. Plenty of people have called and told us we're dumb. 425-920-6050.
Uh-huh.
And you may hear your phone call on a future show where we may praise you or bash you repeatedly.
I'm going for praise, but if you call in with stupid things like, you're not Kevin Smith, don't use the word sir, then of course we're going to lay into you because you're stupid.
Snooch.
It's just a stupid thing to say. There's a billion interesting topics. There's got to be something that guy is interested in or has heard on the show and wants to comment on, or something he hasn't heard that he would like to hear talked about, or raise an interesting question. No, not Kevin Smith. I know I'm not Kevin Smith. If I was Kevin Smith, I'd have Smod Castle. you know, the building in L.A. where they just do podcasts all day long.
So if you were Kevin Smith.
And I would be.
Would I be Jay Muse or Scott Mosier?
Which maybe. One would I Probably be? Scott Mosier.
Scott Mosier. Yeah. All right. I'll take that. I'm happy with that.
And the point is that, you know, if I was Kevin Smith, I'd be a rich filmmaker guy who everybody would like to hear him tell the stories that he's had in his life over and over and over again. And, you know, that if I was Kevin Smith, that's what would be going on.
You know, there's a million fine-looking women in the world. But they don't all bring in lasagna at work.
But instead, we're in Studio A recording Big Kev's Geek Stuff
that's
podcast.
That's it. Exactly.
So with
we're
that
in
being said,
scummy Studio A recording this podcast. Maybe we'll do a show on XM next week.
You never know.
We will.
It's up to anybody.
We'll see.
Snoochie Boochie Noochies.
OG, what did we talk about on this episode of Big Kevin Smith's Geek Stuff?
Ghostbusters 3 to start production in May 2011. The Dark Knight Rises with Charlize Theron and maybe Clayface.
I don't.
Tom Hardy might be an Abe Lincoln vampire hunter. We have a synopsis of Sucker Punch, but still have no real clue what it's about. John Carpenter is adapting Dark Child for film. And Ian McKellen, not officially signed to The Hobbit yet.
Snoogans.
And we also mentioned that James McAvoy is being looked at for a feature role in the upcoming production of Superman.
And
he may,
Liam
in fact,
Neeson,
be Superman.
Liam Neeson cast as Abe Lincoln.
None of those last two were true.
In DVDs this week. We talked about Toy Story 3, The Pacific, Sound of Music, The Goonies 25th Anniversary Edition, White Christmas on DVD, and a couple of others that probably you could care slightly less about.
Uh-huh. In comics this week, we talked about Marvel's Tron, the original movie adaptation, number 1, Marvel Man's Family Finest, number 5 of 6, also from Marvel. From DC, Doom Patrol, number 16, in trades, BPRD Volume 14, King of Fear. And from Dark Horse, it's Serenity, The Shepherd's Tale by Joss and Zach Whedon.
Our product review segment tonight, all about Think Geek.
ThinkGeek.com, people. ThinkGeek.com.
Tonight we discussed the Wampa skin rug.
The Wampa skin rug, yes. For your Star Wars fans.
The busticated C-3PO with light up eyes backpack.
Uh-huh.
And Foodie Goodness, officially licensed Stay Puffed Marshmallows.
Right.
And to boldly cut where no pizza cutter has cut before, your Star Trek Enterprise pizza cutter.
Yes, absolutely suitable for display, that
sure.
Star Trek pizza cutter.
And the box from the marshmallows, also suitable
yes.
for display.
Yep.
We also announced our contest
uh-huh.
For this episode, where you will go to our message boards and post there a picture, a memory, a description, the name of your favorite movie-related food product.
Uh-huh.
And we will be picking some winners for that contest in 2 weeks, episode 211. Because Big Kev picked that episode.
Yep, and remember, go over to ThinkGeek.com where they have thousands of products for your geek friends, family, what have you. Thousands of products, and every one of them appealing to some member of your geek community, I must say.
Don't forget, you can check us out online over at BigKevsGeekStuff.com, where we have all of our exciting episodes
uh-huh.
and videos. The final episode of the episode 200 live event is finally up, as well as, by the time you hear this, the first part of our New York Comic Con video coverage
yes.
will be up on the website as well. Don't mm-hmm. forget, you know, if you love us, care about us, maybe you make a small donation.
You do.
50 cents.
Donation buttons. Donation buttons open.
It's there. It's active.
We're not in the donation drive yet. So.
We're not begging, but I'm just reminding people that it's there.
Okay.
And you know, you can use it.
Also, we added two new items to our gifts to give list for this year, and that is the Sound of Music Deluxe. Box set, DVD box set, and the Wampa rug
right.
From ThinkGeek added to our gifts to give on the past Sirius XM show this past weekend. Sirius XM
Big Kev's Geek Stuff to SiriusXM Experience, we announced the first two products, and they were the Red Box, the D&D starter set Red Box, which has just been reissued, has all the basic D&D elements in it that you need to play, and also the Jedi Path from Amazon.com, where I think we talked about that on the
show.
We talked
about both of those last week.
Oh, we did? Yep. Well, okay, so now we have four items on the Gifts to Give list. And look for an upcoming special Gifts to Give Christmas Edition Studio V, which we hope to get up and out there just as soon as possible.
I think that's it.
Yes, sir. And with that, I'll end this show as we end all Big Kev Geek Stuff, the podcast, by saying good night, Just Mike, wherever you are.
And on that note, we cue the music.
Roads go ever on, over rock and under tree, by caves where never sun has shone, by streams that never find the sea. Roads go ever on, under cloud and under star, yet feet that wandering have gone will turn at last to home afar. Over snow by winter sown, and through the merry flowers of June, over grass and over stone, under the mountains in the moon, roads go ever on, over rock and under tree, by caves where never sun has shone, by streams that never find the sea.